Yeah, I got the intel through the inkwell. You do well when you think well, and people more likely to try to give you hell when you bring hell. It ain't got to begin well, but it's all well if it end well. And end well, a man still gotta mean well and intend well, even in hell. You were dating misery's friend of a friend, girl. The guard fell, your light broke through the hard shell of an incel trapped inside of a statue. Scratch vinyl in the back room, accumulating in a vacuum and ruminating in a bathroom. Just an illustration in a tattoo. Blood moon, blue black moon. Even if they let me into heaven, I would probably just move back soon. That Dracula Nas frat too. Ooh la la Sassoon. Lay Miz Rob one little nod at you and I got you. Type shit to lay a clap track to. I can't say it ain't factual. The master remain natural should be the answer when they ask you of my advantage. The paradise you were handed like a paradise, and I'm living with uninhibited, unlimited terabytes of.
Piccadilly Circus, and this is the Rolling Stones Rock and Roll Circus, and we've got sights and sounds and marvels to delight your eyes and ears, and you'll be able to see the very first one of those in a few moments.
We'll be right back. This is John, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. This is Tufts Freeform Radio, and you are tuned into the Rock and Roll Circus. I'm your host, playing the songs for you. Good to be here. I'm typically on until 6 on Thursdays, that 4 to 6, but turning over the studio an hour early for Alex and Tears and Alcohol. So only going to be in here until 5 o'clock tonight. So that means that we've got to fit 2 hours worth of music into 1 hour of show. So we're going to see what we can do about that. The theme of the circus this week is Estranged Songs. It's all songs that have the same name as an album, but they aren't on that album. Trust me, it'll make sense. So, for example, we started off with AC/DC, and that song was If You Want Blood, parentheses, You've Got It. Now, AC/DC also has an album called If You Want Blood, You've Got It, without the parentheses. Now, that is their live album, I believe 1978 on that one. I have to double-check the year, but that song was on the Highway to Hell album. Also, it wasn't even played live on the If You Want Blood, You've Got It album. So it's a song, shares the name of an album, but it's not on that album. It'll make sense. We'll get through it together. We're going to start things off with the song. Sometimes I'll think of a song that I really want to play, and that will kind of inspire the theme of the show. Now, this one I won't necessarily say was exactly what happened, but it was the song that I heard that I was like, I know this to be true. And I wonder if there are more songs like it. Maybe there's more out there. And that's what we're going to keep it going with. We're going to keep it going with some Led Zeppelin. So this is coming off the Physical Graffiti album, not the Houses of the Holy album. But enjoy this one, Houses of the Holy, on the Rock and Roll Circus.
Yeah.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is the Rock and Roll Circus. I'm John, your host here, playing the songs for you. That was World Shut Your Mouth from Julian Cope. Before that was Houses of the Holy from Led Zeppelin. The theme of the circus today is all songs that share the name with an album, but they are not on that album. So, for example, Houses of the Holy exists as an album, but that song appears on Physical Graffiti, which both killer albums. I like Physical Graffiti quite a bit, some really good songs on that one. And after that, Julian Cope with World Shut Your Mouth. It was a part of, let me see. So he announced his solo career in 1984 with the World Shut Your Mouth tour, which was a continuation of the pop he was playing with his former band, but it would be 2 years before he recorded a song with the title of his third LP. And so that was on the St. Julian album. So interesting, you know, all these songs. And a lot of times it seems like they started, had a song that matched the album, and then they decided that it fit better somewhere else, or just didn't, you know, make the cut for the first album, but it fit in somewhere else. So kind of interesting the histories with how these songs are getting to where they are. It is 4:17 right now. Hope everybody is doing all right out there. Hope you are staying cool. It is hot. It is humid out there. I'm very thankful that they keep the studio nice and cool. Gotta keep, you know, it's more for the machines than it is for me, but I don't blame them. I'll take the AC no matter what. Last night I was down at the Boston Common. I got to see Shakespeare at the Park. And that was very good. So if you're around, I believe they're doing it for the rest of this week. It's A Midsummer Night's Dream, which was not something I was familiar with. It was a lot crazier than I had imagined, but still a lot of fun. And I think they do that every single year, so be excited to do that again in the future. Make sure you get downtown for that. I'm gonna keep the music going, and I know that I said that the theme was all songs that have that share a title with an album. In this case, the line that it shares the title with is so iconic that I decided that that it fits. So this is a song by Bon Jovi. It is on the Bon Jovi album, the same one that has Runaway. You'll notice that it sounds kind of like that same vein as Runaway. And the song is called Shot Through the Dark. Now, you might be confusing it with You Give Love a Bad Name. Not the same. Sounds very similar in certain parts of it, but kind of repurposed that line and made good use of it. So hope you all enjoy this one as much as I do. Keep the songs going.
Shot through the heart. It's all part of the game that we call love. Would you be content to see me crying after those little games you put me through? After all I've done for you, you're lying. It'd be nice to tell the truth.
Shot through the heart as I
she sees. But now this time, the tables turn.
Hang on tight.
They might be giants.
Four.
They might be giants.
They might be rain. They might be. They might be frying up a stalk of
they might be giants.
Four.
They might be giants.
They might be brain. They might be wash. They might be down to spots back up.
To make the merry-go-round go fast so that everyone needs to hang on tighter just to keep from being thrown to the wolves.
Tabloid footprints in your hair. Tabloid footprints everywhere. They might be giants.
Four.
They might be giants.
They might be fake. They might be lies. They might be big, big, fake, fake lies.
Tabloid footprints in your hair. Tabloid footprints everywhere. We can't be silent, cause they might be giants. And what are we gonna do unless they?
That was They Might Be Giants on the Rock and Roll Circus. Before that was Bon Jovi with Shot Through the Heart. And so just to get into the theme a bit, so that Shot Through the Heart shares a lyric with the more famous song that you might be familiar with, You Give Love a Bad Name, but also a song on what I believe is the debut album of Bon Jovi, also called Bon Jovi. And then after that was They Might Be Giants, sharing the name with the band They Might Be Giants. Now, that song came out on their second album, which was called Flood. I believe that was 1986. Their debut album of They Might Be Giants was called They Might Be Giants. So I guess they like that phrase and decided to spread the love a little bit. Got one more song before we get to the old man's pick. Only going to be here until 5 o'clock today. So going to make room for Alex and Tears and Alcohol. He's in the studio. He's getting ready. So going to be a good show there. But stick around with me. If you've got anything that you want to hear any albums, anything you want to chat about, tell me where you're listening. You can send me a message on the DJ chat. If you're listening on WMFO.org, click on the DJ chat, send me a message, and I'd love to hear from you. Until that, enjoy this one. So this is Sheer Heart Attack from Queen. The Sheer Heart Attack album came out in 1974. And that's when this song was first recorded. And then it was re-recorded in 1977 to be a part of the News of the World album. You might have seen that album cover on my Instagram if y'all are following me. And if you're not, underscore the Rock and Roll Circus underscore. You can check it all out there. So enjoy this one and Old Man's Pick when we get back.
Well, you're just 17. All you wanna do is disappear. Hey, 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 it was the DA. Hey, 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 that made me this way. Do you know just how I feel? Do you know just how I feel?
Song just ends, doesn't it? Right there, cuts off just like that. That's all right. I was ready for it. I was here. Don't you worry just one bit. This is the Rock and Roll Circus, and that was Queen with Sheer Heart Attack, not coming off the Sheer Heart Attack album, but rather the News of the World album. People had to wait 3 years to hear that one. It is 4:31 right now. We're going to take a quick break for a public service announcement. This is the Somerville Free Hearty Meals for All PSA. Come build community over a delicious, nutritious, and free monthly meal in Somerville's Davis Square. Every dinner always includes vegetables along with a nutritious and filling main course, plus coffee and dessert. Hearty Meals for All hosts these free meals for everybody who stops by on the second Friday of every month from 5 to 7 p.m. at 31 College Avenue in Somerville. For absolutely no money at all, guests can enjoy a sit-down meal and socialize with other attendees or even take a free package meal with them to eat later. Vegetarian options available upon request. Everybody is welcome. For more information, visit heartymealsforall.org. That's heartymealsforall.org. This is a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio, and Hearty Meals for All, Somerville. All right, it is 4:32 right now. It is that halfway point, and it is time for the Old Man's Pick. This week's Old Man's Pick is brought to you by The Simpsons Couch Gag. If they can keep coming up with new and original ideas, I guess I can too. This week's pick is from The Doors. This is coming off the Morrison Hotel album, which honestly I think is my favorite Doors album. Not off the Waiting for the Sun album. Here is Waiting for the Sun.
Waiting for you too. while cigarette died while I washed my face. Dropped some drops on an ashtray in the wrong place. Woman in my blouse, I see spiders spinning mine. What's up? Safety mill, what's up? Safety mill. I never heard it put quite that way. The shape I'm in is a worn away. They call the day, they call the day. Yesterday's paper, headlines of port, rain gutter teasing, rusty cat sneezing, sopping wet hammer, dusty and wheezing, rusty alley whining, trash can blue, children running after rain, those stocking blue. Gracious lady in nylon, hanging off the line, jumping off the leg and looking mighty fine.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Tufts Freeform Radio, and you are tuned into the Rock and Roll Circus. And I got a confession to make. I hope everybody will forgive me. So that was a song, Safe as Milk, from Captain Beefheart and his magic band. Now, that was Safe as Milk Take 5, which was released as part of a re-release as that debut album from Captain Beefheart, Safe as Milk. Now, the original Safe as Milk came out on a later album, the Strictly Personal album. I was unable to find that song. I was only able to find Take 5, so that's what we got to hear today. So that one, part of a re-release. I don't know if it counts the original as part of it. There's a lot going on. I've got my strings out, my highlighters, things like that. Unfortunately, it's radio. You can't see it, but it's here. Don't worry about it. I've got it all under control. Before that was Waiting for the Sun from The Doors, coming off the Morrison Hotel album. We're going to take a quick look at this day in history. And when I say a quick look, kind of a long look, kind of some interesting history going on this day. So I hope you all find it as interesting as I do. Today being August 6th, we're going to go back to 1497. When Italian explorer John Cabot returns to Bristol from North America, he was likely in Newfoundland, and he became the first European known to do that since the Vikings. In 1538, Bogota, Colombia is founded by Gonzalo Jimenez de Quesada, and they also would later become a city, one of the first big cities to really adopt bus rapid transit. And they do a pretty good job of it down there. I studied the bus rapid transit system a little bit in my master's research. So, yeah, I don't think they had it there in 1538, but they got there eventually. In 1675, Russian Tsar bans foreign hairstyles for those below the nobility. In 1806, Emperor Francis II renounces his imperial title while remaining Emperor of Austria, thereby dissolving the Holy Roman Empire, which was described by Voltaire as in no way holy, nor Roman, nor an empire. That was also how my history teacher, Mr. Feldposh, described it. So I didn't know he was quoting Voltaire there. I just thought it was a good line. So in 1890, future Hall of Fame pitcher Cy Young makes his MLB debut. He throws a three-hitter for the Cleveland Spiders in a 8-1 win over the Chicago Colts. That was in Cleveland. And Young's first career error leads to Chicago's only run. In 1926, Don Juan, starring John Barrymore, is released by Warner Brothers, the first feature-length film to utilize the Vitaphone sound-on-disc system with a synchronized musical score and sound effects. In 1937, the MLB overturns New York Yankees' 7-6 win over the Cleveland Indians due to an umpire error. Nothing too crazy there, but if it's a point of history that the Yankees lose, I will include that. In 1945, an atomic bomb is dropped over the Japanese city of Hiroshima by the U.S. B-29 superfortress Enola Gay. In 1948, Dutch super athlete Fanny Blankers-Cohen wins the 200 meter in 24.4 seconds at the London Olympics, becoming the first woman to claim three individual track and field gold medals at a Games, having already won the 100 meter and the 80 meter hurdles. In 1952, St. Louis Browns veteran pitcher Satchel Paige, who is 46, becomes the oldest pitcher to win a complete game shutout, 1-0 over the Detroit Tigers in 12 innings. In 1953, future Baseball Hall of Fame slugger Ted Williams, Teddy Ballgame, returns to the Red Sox from military service in Korea and ends the abbreviated season with a .407 batting average. In 1960, Chubby Checker performs his version of Hank Ballard's The Twist. This was on the Dick Clark Show, and it starts a worldwide dance craze. In 1963, the Philadelphia NBA franchise changes their name from the Nationals to 76ers, based on the U.S. Declaration of Independence signed in Philadelphia in 1776. In 1964, Prometheus, the world's oldest tree, which was aged at least 4,862 years, is accidentally cut down in Nevada. A year later, in 1965, U.S. President Lyndon B. Johnson signs the Voting Rights Act, prohibiting voting discrimination against minorities. In 1970, the Festival for Peace concert is held at Shea Stadium in New York City to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the Hiroshima bombing. Performers include Janis Joplin, Paul Simon, CCR, Steppenwolf, Miles Davis, Johnny Winter, Herbie Hancock, Donnie Warwick, John Sebastian, The Rascals, and the Broadway cast of Hair. And on that day in 1970, France performs a nuclear test in French Polynesia. In 1985, the MLB Players Association stages a midseason baseball strike lasting one day. I feel like we got to come up with a different, too many strikes going on in baseball. If you're going to have a, going to take some time off, you got to call it something else other than strike. In 1989, Boston Red Sox retire baseball Hall of Fame left fielder and first baseman Carl Yastrzemski's number 8. In 1995, Cleveland's major league sports franchises, the NFL Browns and the MLB Indians. They play in Cleveland for the first time, both on the same day, and they both lose. The White Sox beat the Indians 5-1, and the Giants beat the Browns in a preseason game that was 19-13. Exhibition game, maybe not a preseason game, but you get the idea. The Browns lost. Big surprise. In 1996, American punk rock band The Ramones performed for the last time at the Palace in Hollywood, California. And in 2015, the world's largest pinball tournament, Pinburg, with 700 machines, takes place in Pittsburgh. That is all for this day in history. We're going to get back to the music. Still got a few songs for you. Here we are. We're going to take a journey through the past with Neil Young off the Neil Young's Archives.
They deserve. Time is round and space is curved. Honey, have you got the nerve to be Queen Elvis? See that man that mows his lawn? He'll hang in drag before the dawn. Some are made and some are born to be Queen Elvis. It could break your mother's heart. It could break your sister's heart. Coming out's the hardest part when you're Queen Elvis. Justify your special ways. Justify your special ways. Getting blown. blowjobs from the press. Oh, I'm jealous, can't you guess? I could never fit your dress, Queen Elvis. Oh, and I'll sculpt you so very hard. Oh, and I'll sculpt you till you bleed. Everybody must get stoned, all together, all alone, babbling beside the throne of Queen Elvis. Justify your special way. Justify your special ways. Two mirrors make infinity. In the mirror, you and me find out just what love could be. Queen Elvis. They deserve. Time is round and space is curved. Honey, have you got the nerve to be Queen Elvis?
Roll out the carpet and it better be red, and it better be long as the troubles in my head. Gonna be living 1 foot in the grave. While sitting at home cooking up a steak, Satan came down dressed like a snake. Well, he called my name as I turned up the flames, and then I realized I was out of mayonnaise. Well, you be living 1 foot in the grave. Yeah, don't go throw no coupons on my grave. Don't go carving no happy face on my tombstone. Woo!
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Beck. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you all for tuning in and hanging out with me. That was Beck with One Foot in the Grave, not coming off the One Foot in the Grave album. Before that was Queen Elvis from Robin Hitchcock off the Eye album. And that, that album from called Queen Elvis, I believe, was released earlier when it was Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians. And started things off with Journey Through the Past from Neil Young. It is 4:57. It's time to turn the studio over to Alex. He's got Tears and Alcohol coming up, so stick around for some country songs and then hang out even longer for the Desperate Hours to follow. Hope you all have enjoyed the show as much as I have. This was a fun one to research. If you missed part of it, if you like what you heard on WMFO.org, go over to the Schedule tab. You can click on the Rock and Roll Circus and download all the shows there. You can download them, listen to them in your browser, do whatever you would like with them. So with that, we're going to wrap things up. One quick note, I will not be here next week, so mark your calendars for the week after that, which I believe will be August 20th, and that will be another 1 hour show. I'll be here from 4 to 5, and then regularly scheduled stuff after that. So thank you all for hanging out, and I will see you all in 2 weeks. Take care, everybody.
This train is being taken out of service. We apologize for the inconvenience.